Hi there, little explorers. Did you hear that? It sounds like someone's knocking on the door. Oh, that knock is the very first clue to our story today, which is a thrilling folktale from China. Welcome to Faithfully Explore. I'm Laura, your story friend and guide. This is the podcast where we travel the world through beliefs, traditions, and stories that have been shared for generations. Today, we're journeying to China through a famous folktale. A folktale is a story that's been told and retold for a very long time, passed from grandparents to parents to kids, sharing lessons, imagination, and wisdom along the way. Today's folktale is called Lan Po Po. In Chinese, Lan Po Po means Grandma Wolf. Pause for a second. Does that name remind you of another fairy tale you might already know? Keep that thought in mind, because once the door opens, this story is going to surprise you. Faithfully explore is the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack. Once upon a time, in a small village in China, there lived three sisters, Shang, Tao, and Paozi. Shang was the oldest, Tao was the middle sister, and little Paozi was the youngest. They lived with their mother in a cozy little house. One day, their mother needed to visit Po Po. Remember, that's how we say grandmother. For Po Po's birthday. Before she left, the mother gathered the three sisters by the door.
My dears, I'm going to see Grandma for her birthday. You must stay home tonight. Be good and remember to lock the door. And no matter who comes, don't open up for strangers. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, Mama. We'll be careful. Bye, Mama. Give Po Po a big hug for us.
We will miss you.
The mother kissed each daughter on the forehead, shouldered her basket, and left toward Po Po's house in the next village. As dusk fell, the three sisters did as they were told. They locked the door and settled in for the evening all alone. Outside, the sky grew dark. The only light was the golden glow of the moon and a few twinkling stars. The girls lit a small oil lamp inside their house and huddled together by the fire, telling stories while they waited for bedtime. Little did they know, someone was watching. In the shadows of a nearby tree, a hungry old wolf had seen the mother leave. The wolf licked his lips.
Three tender little girls, all alone.
The wolf thought, imagining a delicious supper. He crept closer to the house and saw the warm light flickering inside. Inside, Shang was just about to say, "Time for bed," when suddenly they heard a knock at the door. The sisters looked at each other in surprise.
"Who could that be? Mama said no visitors."
"Shh. I'll ask.
Who is it?"
"Oh, it's me, your dear old Po Po. I've come to visit you, my precious children."
The door was thick and the wolf spoke in a crackly high voice, trying to sound like a grandmother. But Shang was cautious.
"Why are you here so late? Po Po and Mama went to see you at your house."
"Ah, my little ones. I was missing you, so I came all this way. Your mother must have just missed me on the road. Please, won't you open the door and let your lonely Poa Poa in?"
The three girls huddled behind the locked door. They weren't entirely convinced. Shang peered through a crack in the wood, but it was dark outside. She could only see a shadowy figure. Now, explorers listening, what do you think? Should the children open the door? If you think they should open up, give a thumbs up. If you think they should keep it closed, give a thumbs down. The sisters had been warned about strangers. Shang bit her lip, unsure, but then little Paozi piped up.
"It's Poa Poa. I want to see Grandma."
"Poa Poa is very old. Maybe she got tired and couldn't make it to her house. We should help her."
Finally, thinking it might be safe, since Grandma would never harm them, Tao and Paozi lifted the latch. Shang still hesitated, but she didn't want to leave Poa outside. So together, the three girls opened the door. In stepped a figure wrapped in a long cloak. The room was dim, the only light from the small lamp and the moon through the window. The figure shuffled in slowly.
Thank you, my sweets. Poa is so tired and cold.
The wolf quickly blew out the lamp with a gust of breath. Now the cottage was nearly pitch dark, with just a faint glow from the moon. Shang and her sisters couldn't see their grandmother clearly at all. The wolf smiled in the darkness, revealing a mouthful of sharp teeth. But the girls didn't see that. They only heard what sounded like their grandmother coughing and shuffling.
Oh ho ho, dear me, the light hurts my eyes. This old Poa can't handle bright lights, you know.
Poor Poa, you must be very tired. Come rest.
The youngest sister, Pouzo, took the wolf's hand and led her to sit on their mother's big bed. The wolf's hand felt awfully rough and furry. Not like grandma's gentle hand. But in the darkness, Pouzo didn't think much of it. The three sisters gathered around the bed, excited but a little uneasy. Shangming, the oldest and wisest, felt something strange. Why did Poa come all this way alone at night? And her voice, it was different. But before Shang could think more, the wolf patted the bed beside him.
Come here, my precious ones. Poa wants to hug her grandchildren.
The wolf pulled the children close. In the dark, Shang brushed against the wolf's face and noticed something odd.
Poa, your face feels so...
So what, dear?
So cold. Why are your cheeks so rough and... Harry, Poa.
Old age, my sweet. Poa has grown. A thick scarf to keep warm. Yes? That's it?
Shang frowned. She still wasn't convinced. Tao then chimed in quietly.
Poa, why is your voice so deep tonight?
Oh ho ho. Poor Poa has a bit of a cold, my dear. A frog in my throat from traveling so far.
Poa, let me feel your hands. Wow, your hands are so big.
All the better to hold you with, my jewel.
The wolf gathered the girls even closer. Shang's heart started to pound. This didn't feel right. Through a sliver of moonlight, she thought she saw a big, bushy tail from under the long cloak. Shang gasped softly. This was no grandmother, she realized at last. This is a wolf! Shang knew they had to stay calm and act carefully. She gently signaled to her sisters, giving Tao and Pouzo a little squeeze. They sensed something was wrong, but they didn't know what exactly yet. Shang had an idea. She remembered the ginkgo tree outside. Ginkgo nuts are a treat, and in some stories, they're said to be magical and give wisdom. Maybe she could trick the wolf with that.
Poa, I just remembered we have a special treat for you.
A treat? What treat, child?
On the tall ginkgo tree in our yard, there are delicious ginkgo nuts full of magic and sweetness. We know you love treats, Poa. If you eat some ginkgo nuts, you'll live forever.
The wolf's mouth watered. He did love tasty treats, and anything magical sounding was tempting.
Magical nuts, you say? Live forever, you say? Oh, Poa. Must try these ginkgo nuts, yes.
We can pick some for you, Poa, but the tree is so tall and the nuts are way up high.
We might need to climb it.
Then hurry, children. Let's all go get these nuts.
Shang nodded, hiding a sly smile in the dark.
Yes, let's go outside. We'll show you the ginkgo tree.
Shang took her sister's hands and quietly slid off the bed. They all tiptoed toward the door, careful not to make the floorboards creak. Explorers at home, can you tiptoe in place as quietly as a mouse? Shh. The wolf followed behind, eager for the promised treat. And they all stepped out into the moonlit yard. And indeed, there by the silvery light stood a tall ginkgo tree, its branches reaching to the sky. High up among the leaves, they could see clusters of pale ginkgo nuts hanging.
I can't climb that. I'm just a week old. Ah! Oh.
I mean, my bones are too old to climb, dears. You climb up and fetch the nuts for Poa Poa.
Quickly, up the tree.
The three sisters scampered up the ginkgo tree trunk like three little cats. Can you pretend to climb a tree too, explorers? Let's all climb together. Reach up, grab a branch, pull yourself up, now another branch, and climb, climb, climb. The sisters climbed until they were high above the wolf, perched safely on a strong branch. The wolf paced below, excited for his treat. Up in the tree, Shang gathered her sisters close and quickly revealed her plan. Pause the podcast for a second. Can you think of a good plan to trick the wolf?
That is not Poa Poa. It's a wolf. He wants to eat us. A wolf.
A wolf?
Yes, we have to be clever and brave. Here's what we'll do.
Shang told them to gather some ginkgo nuts and pretend they were giving them to the wolf. But really, they would trick the wolf. Back on the ground, the wolf grew impatient.
Children, my little treasures, have you got some nuts for me? How about throwing some down?
Shang called back down, trying to sound as sweet as possible.
Poa Poa, the best ginkgo nuts are up here at the very top. They're so big and tasty. We can't drop them down to you. They might break. Perhaps we should pull you up in a basket so you can taste them fresh from the branch.
Yes, yes, pull me up. I want to taste those magic nuts.
The wolf found a big basket near the house and tied a rope to it. The wolf settled himself snugly in the basket, then gave the free end of the rope to the girls up in the tree.
Ready. Pull me up, children. Pull hard. Poa Poa, can't wait.
The three girls braced themselves on the branch and began to pull the rope with all their might, hoisting the basket up, up, up. The wolf grinned as leaves and branches passed by. His dinner, the children, was so close now, or so he thought. But just as the basket was nearly halfway up the tall tree, Shang winked at her sisters, and they all let go of the rope for a moment, and whoosh! The basket fell a short way before the girls caught the rope again. Thump! The wolf inside was jostled hard.
Ouch! You dropped me. What are you doing up there?
Oh no, Poa Poa, we're so sorry, our hands slipped. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Just a bump. Be careful, children. Pull me up. I want those nuts.
Said. The wolf, rubbing his head, still wanted the prize. So the three sisters started pulling again, straining at the rope. The basket climbed higher this time, almost to the top of the tree. Shang gave her sisters a determined nod. Now. And together they let go. Whoosh! Down fell the basket, faster than before. Crash! To the ground. Lan Poa Poa tumbled out and hit the earth with a big thud.
Ow, my head.
Did that wolf learn his lesson? Not yet. He shakily got back into the basket, rubbing his bruises, and called up.
Children, please, one more try. Poa Poa really wants those magical nuts. Oh.
The sisters had to stifle their giggles now. The wolf still hadn't figured out that he was the one being tricked. Shang motioned, and they pulled the rope again with the last of their strength, heaving the wolf up, up, up through the branches. This time, the basket nearly reached the branch where the sisters sat.
Oh, I can almost taste them.
Now that he was higher, the moonlight fell on his face. Tao and Paozi saw his shaggy snout and sharp teeth clearly and realized Shang was right. It was a wolf, not their Poa Poa. The two younger sisters' eyes widened in fright. But Sean whispered,
"Don't be afraid. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
All together, they let go of the rope completely and even gave the basket a little push. The basket plummeted from the top of the tree like a stone. Everyone, let's count down together. 3, 2, 1, boom! The basket smashed the ground with such force that crack, it broke apart, and Lompoapoa, or the Wicked Wolf, was flung out head first. He hit the ground very hard and lay utterly still. The sisters peered down the branches at the dark heap below. The nasty wolf did not move at all. At last, Lompoapoa was defeated.
Poapoa? Wolf? Are you okay?
There was no answer. Lompoapoa lay silent. The girls carefully climbed down from the tree. They nudged the wolf, but he did not stir or open his eyes. Lompoapoa would trouble them no more. Realizing they were safe, Pautso suddenly began to cry. Not from sadness, but from relief. Shang hugged her sisters tight.
It's okay, we're safe now. We were so brave and so clever. Shang, you saved us.
We all stuck together and saved each other.
The sky was now turning pale with the light of early morning. The three tired sisters went back into their house. They shut the door and made sure it was locked, and finally crawled into their bed, huddling together and falling asleep in a heap just as the long night ended. The next day, just after sunrise, their mom returned from Poapoa's house. She was worried to find the door still locked and no girls up and playing yet. She hurried inside.
Shang, Tao, Pautsa, are you all okay?
The girls woke up with joyful cries and ran to their mother, hugging her tightly. They quickly told their mom the whole adventure, how Poapoa came in the night, how Shang realized it was a wolf, and how together they had outsmarted the wicked Lompoapoa. The mother was shocked and grateful.
Oh, my dear children, thank heaven you're safe. I'm so proud of you for being so brave and smart.
The mother hugged all three girls at once, tears of relief in her eyes. That evening, once things had calmed down, the mother made a special celebratory dinner. They ate happily, telling the story of Lompoapoa over and over, with lots of giggles when they described the wolf plopping to the ground. And from that day on, the three sisters always remembered that clever thinking and sticking together can overcome even the scariest of wolves. And they certainly never opened the door for a stranger's again. Wow, wasn't that an amazing story? You all listened so well. Now let's take a moment to think and move together after that adventure. First, stretch your arms up high like the tall ginkgo tree. Reach, reach, reach. Reach, reach, reach. Now take a deep breath in and slowly let it out. Ah, nicely done. Now I have a question for you. While you were listening, did you think, hey, this sounds familiar? Did you guess what fairy tale Lompoapoa is a lot like? Did you recognize the parts that were like Red Riding Hood? Both stories have a wolf in disguise, a grandmother, and kids who have to figure out who they can trust. Just like in Red Riding Hood, the wolf tries to trick them. But in Lompoapoa, the children stay calm, stick together, and outsmart the danger. What's inside our belief backpack this week? This is where we pause and think about the ideas and lessons we want to carry with us after today's story. So let's think about what we can learn from Shang, Tao, and Pautsa. Go ahead, shout it out, whisper it to your grown-up, or just think it in your head. Those are all wonderful answers. First, let's remember the idea of being cautious and paying attention. Shang noticed that something didn't feel right. Instead of ignoring that feeling, she asked questions and looked for clues. This reminds us to slow down, be alert, and trust ourselves when something feels strange or unsafe. Next, we pack the lesson of clever thinking. The sisters didn't use strength to solve their problem. They used their brains. They made a smart plan and stayed calm. This teaches us that thinking clearly and creatively can help us solve tricky situations. Finally, we pack the importance of working together. The sisters stayed close, listened to one another, and helped each other the whole time. Because they worked as a team, they were able to stay safe. It reminds us that family, friends, and helpers make us stronger when we face challenges. So in our belief backpack today, we're carrying caution and awareness, clever thinking, and teamwork and trust. I'm so proud of you for listening and exploring this story with me. You were brave to handle the suspense and so clever in answering the questions. Remember, the world is full of amazing stories like Lawn Poa Poa, and each one teaches us something special. Every time we explore a story or a belief from around the globe, our hearts and minds grow a little bigger and kinder. Ah, my wonderful little explorers. This is Laura from Faithfully Explore saying goodbye. Until the next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring the wonderful world around you.